Council member, Assembly member Fuhrer, the chair of the Assembly Judiciary Committee. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here.
Good. We'll put you to work. All right. Our next is item M. It's the matter dealing with civil motions, lodging copies of authorities to amend Rule 3.1113, an action item. We have Justice Perlis. And Frank, Judge Roche, and Ann Ronan. So you may proceed.
All right. Thank you very much, Justice Huffman and members of the council. Rule 1113I of the California Rules of Court now requires a party to lodge with the court paper copies of all non-California authority and any California cases not yet published in the official reports. More than a year ago, recognizing that many judicial officers now prefer to review electronic copies of authorities online, our committee, and then with the authorization of RUPRO, proposed and circulated for public comment a proposed amendment to Rule 1113I that would authorize a judicial officer to relieve the parties of this obligation, conserving resources and reducing the burden of handling the materials that are now borne by court clerks. The public comments were all positive in terms of the rule as far as it went, but we received a number of comments that suggested it did not go far enough and that the default position should be that paper copies not be lodged unless the court directed the parties to do so. After reviewing those comments, the Rules and Forms Subcommittee of the Civil and Small Claims Advisory Committee, the committee that Judge Roche, subcommittee that Judge Roche chairs, prepared a revision of that and also took into account the suggestion that in terms of at least some cases, whichever way the default position was, if paper copies were not filed with the court, you might have a situation where a lawyer in a small firm or a self-represented litigant or a sole practitioner didn't have appropriate access to the Internet, and that the rule should provide that the party who's relying on that material provide a paper copy to other parties if the other parties requested, whether or not they had to be lodged with the court. So the proposed amendment that in the form that you have now and that we recommend be adopted was prepared and circulated for public comment, and it now provides that paper copies need not be lodged unless directed by the court, but also provides that if another party to the action requests paper copies, they be provided. The work of the Civil and Small Claims Committee involves both large matters like expedited jury trials and some that don't seem necessarily so large. This is actually, and I've been the chair now for a number of years, this is the first time I've come here in person, and I don't know, I certainly don't think that is because it reflects the importance per se of the rule, but I think part of the reason that we are here is that two of the courts in this state, the Los Angeles Superior Court and the San Mateo Superior Court, did register some concern about the amendment in the form that it is. Los Angeles really had two different observations. One is that there still are many bench officers that want paper copies, and what this rule does is it simply transfers the burden of producing the paper copies to the judge from the parties, and it more appropriately, they suggest, lies with the parties. Their second somewhat different observation was that there are certain, other than case authority, some authority, out-of-state authority, is pretty arcane, and it isn't as easy to find online as the Nevada Supreme Court's decision that the parties are citing as providing good analysis that we should be following or that our trial judge should be following. The our committee considered those comments, and both of them can be dealt with, obviously, on a case-by-case basis. And we felt, given the overall goal of modernization and the desire to move away from reliance on paper and do things more digitally and electronically, that the while worthwhile to note, ultimately those concerns didn't suggest changing the default to filing paper copies. The San Mateo Court, and just as a footnote to that, all of the Los Angeles Superior Court members of the Civil and Small Claims Committee, after a full discussion of this, ended up voting in favor of the proposal as we had it now, as we're recommending it to you. The San Mateo Court, which is a master calendar court, was concerned really about timing, and the difficulty in finding out only a day or two before the hearing actually takes place that you need to look to an out-of-state authority, and that at that point it's too late to ask the party to provide the paper copy. We considered that, and it is a more difficult situation than in an all-purpose court, because in the all-purpose court at the initial conference that you have with lawyers, if a judge wants paper copies, you tell them you want paper copies under the proposed rule. Nonetheless, we felt that you could buy a notice on a website, although not by local rule, but a notice on the website indicate that the parties are encouraged to file, or even if there isn't an order, in law and motion matters, any pertinent authority. I mean, a personal reflection, I don't think I ever filed, when I was a practicing attorney, a paper that relied to any significant extent on out-of-state authority, where I didn't, I mean, apart from a rule requirement, where I didn't call it to the attention of the court. If you want the court to rely on it, you give it to the court. And if you're not, and I didn't particularly want to give it to the court in an 8-inch bound tabbed volume. I might attach it as an appendix to the memorandum of points and authorities, because this is the case you should be looking at. So again, we recognize the validity of the San Mateo concern, but thought that balanced against the preference for modernization and reduction in paperwork, that the default, as suggested in the proposed rule now, was the preferred way to go. Just one final point is that there was the question that was raised in the comments and raised in our committee about whether a court could opt out for the entire court by local rule. And the answer to that is not consistent with Rule 3.20, which preempts in law and motion matters any local rule that is at variance with the state rule. So you would have to create an exception to 3.20 in order to permit on a court-wide basis, as opposed to an individual bench officer on a case-by-case basis opting out. Judge Roche, who chaired the subcommittee, and Ann Ronan from the Office of General Counsel, as you all know, at least as well as I, without staff, we don't get any of these things done. We're prepared to answer any questions if you have any about the proposal.
Are there questions of our presenters regarding to this matter? There appear to be none. This is an action item. The recommendation is that the council adopt the amended rule.
I would move with enthusiasm that it be adopted.
Seconded by Judge Smith and Waters. All right, any further discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
Fantastic grant.